Childhood can be tough for anyone, but for Sigma males, it's a journey filled with hidden challenges that shape who they are. They don't fit the usual mold and often feel like outsiders, even from a young age. They were forced to adapt and find their own way in a world that often doesn't understand them. These struggles are rarely seen, but they leave deep marks, shaping their quiet strength as adults. While they may seem calm and confident later in life, they face challenges most people never notice. Here are 6 untold childhood struggles every Sigma male has gone through. Number 1. They had to rely on themselves out of necessity, not choice. From an early age, Sigma males often find themselves in situations where they can't depend on others. It's not that they choose to be loners. Life teaches them that self-reliance is crucial for survival. Maybe it starts with parents who are too busy or distracted to give them the attention they need. Or perhaps it's a school system that doesn't understand their unique way of thinking. Whatever the reason, these young boys quickly learn that if they want something done, they have to do it themselves. This self-reliance isn't about being stubborn or antisocial. It's a survival skill. When no one else seems to get you, you learn to trust your own instincts. If they needed help with homework, they had to figure it out on their own. If they felt sad or confused, it was better to keep it to themselves because no one seemed to understand. Over time, this becomes second nature. They become problem solvers, critical thinkers, and independent spirits. But it comes at a cost. While other kids are seeking support and rely on friends, the future Sigma male is learning to stand alone. This struggle shapes their approach to life. As adults, they're often the ones who can handle tough situations without breaking a sweat. They're resourceful and adaptable. But deep down, there's always that little boy who learned the hard way that he could only count on himself. It's a double-edged sword. This self-reliance makes them strong, but it can also make it hard for them to ask for help when they need it. Not because they don't want to, but because it goes against everything they learned in their formative years. While it might not be the best approach every single time, this struggle has made them who they are, a person who can tackle anything that comes their way on their own if need be. Number 2. The way society operated worked against their nature. From the moment they step into the world, young Sigma males find themselves swimming against the current. Society, with its rigid structures and expectations, seems to favor those who easily follow predetermined paths. But for these independent thinkers, it's like navigating a maze with no clear exit. The classroom, designed to follow a certain curriculum without much room for individual exploration, can feel stifling. While other kids might easily adapt to the structured learning environment, the future Sigma male often yearns for more freedom to pursue knowledge in their own way. They can work in groups and participate in class, but they crave depth and meaning beyond the surface-level interactions and rote learning that often dominate school days. Teachers might misunderstand their questioning nature or tendency to think outside the box. These young boys aren't trying to be difficult. They're simply trying to understand the world on their own terms. Their curiosity and desire for deeper understanding can sometimes be mistaken for defiance or lack of attention, or even worse, labeled as problematic. Playtime brings its own challenges. Organized activities have their place, but these young boys often long for the freedom to explore their own interests and ideas. They might enjoy team sports or group play, yet they're also drawn to activities that challenge their minds. They were the kids who dismantled their toys to see how they worked, or who spent hours trying to create the perfect paper airplane. This constant friction between their nature and societal expectations leaves its mark. It teaches them early on that they're different, that the world often expects them to fit into predefined molds. But it also sparks their creativity and independent thinking. They learn to find their own path in a world that often prefers conformity, developing skills that will shape them into the unique, self-assured individuals they're destined to become. Number 3. Their curiosity wasn't seen as a positive trait. Even from a young age, Sigma males had a curious mind that often got them into trouble. They were the ones who asked why and how instead of just accepting things at face value. In classrooms, their constant why questions might be seen as disruptions rather than signs of an eager mind. While teachers encourage curiosity in theory, the reality of managing a classroom full of kids often means shutting down the deep, probing questions that future Sigma males love to ask. "We don't have time for that now," or "that's not part of the lesson" become phrases they hear all too often. At home, parents might find their endless questions exhausting. "Why is the sky blue?" can quickly turn into a complex discussion about light refraction and atmospheric composition. Topics many adults aren't prepared to tackle after a long day at work. What the child sees as fascinating exploration, others might view as needless complication. This curiosity extends beyond just asking questions. These kids are often the ones taking apart the TV remote to see how it works, or spending hours researching obscure topics that catch their interest. But instead of encouragement, they might hear, "Stop messing with things," or "Why can't you just play like normal kids?" Their peers might find them strange or boring. While other kids are satisfied to accept things at face value, the future Sigma male wants to dig deeper and understand more. This can make them seem too serious or no fun in the eyes of their classmates. Even well-meaning adults might try to redirect their curiosity into more practical pursuits. "That's interesting, but how will it help you get a job?" becomes a common refrain as they grow older. Over time, many learn to keep their questions to themselves, to hide their insatiable curiosity in order to avoid judgment or criticism. People see their curiosity as something to be ashamed of, a quirk to be hidden, rather than a strength to be nurtured. But despite the discouragement, that spark of curiosity never really dies. It just goes underground, waiting for the right time and place to resurface. As they get older, these future Sigma males learn to embrace their curiosity and use it to their advantage, becoming lifelong learners who never stop questioning and seeking knowledge. Number 4. They always had a feeling they were different. Sigma males always felt like something was a little off. It wasn't something they could easily explain, but they felt it in their bones. While other kids seemed to do the same things and think the same way, they couldn't help but feel like outsiders looking in. This feeling of being different manifested in various ways. Maybe they preferred creativity over sports, or had a different sense of humor than their peers. Or perhaps they found themselves more interested in talking to adults about complex topics than joining in children's games. Their interests often diverged from what was cool or popular among their age group. In class, they might have been the ones to offer unique perspectives on topics, seeing connections that others missed. This could lead to admiration from teachers, but confusion, or even ridicule from classmates. They weren't trying to show off. Their brains just worked differently. Family gatherings could be particularly challenging. While cousins and siblings easily fell into playful banter, they might have felt like outsiders, unsure how to join in or uninterested in the conversation topics. This sense of difference wasn't always negative. Sometimes it came with a feeling of pride, a secret knowledge that they saw the world in a special way. But more often, it led to a longing to belong, to find their tribe. As they got older, feeling different didn't go away. It became a big part of who they are. They started to see their unique way of thinking as a good thing, not a problem. But they never forgot how hard it was as a kid, feeling confused, alone, and wondering why they were so different. These memories stick with them, affecting how they deal with the world and other people as they grow up. Number 5. They were constantly underestimated and questioned by others. While Sigma males may have always felt different, society often reinforced that feeling through constant questioning and underestimation. Because they didn't always do what was expected, others assumed they couldn't do it at all. Their unconventional thinking often led teachers to misunderstand their potential. While they might excel in areas that genuinely interested them, their disengagement from subjects they found uninspiring was often interpreted as a lack of intelligence or effort. Their unique approaches to problem solving were sometimes seen as wrong, simply because they didn't follow the expected path. Among peers, their thoughtful and often reserved nature was frequently misinterpreted as weakness or social awkwardness. Other children, and even adults, often assumed they were less capable or less interesting than they truly were. This constant underestimation had a profound impact on young Sigma males. It forced them to develop a thick skin and a strong sense of self-reliance. They learned to trust their own judgment, even when everyone around them questioned it. Over time, they began to see these challenges as opportunities to prove themselves, quietly exceeding expectations and surprising those who had doubted them. Even as adults, Sigma males continued to face this kind of underestimation from others. But now, instead of feeling discouraged, they use it as fuel to push even harder and achieve even more. Number 6. They struggle to fake enthusiasm for things they didn't care about. Hyping up things they didn't care about just wasn't in their nature. While others could easily feign interest or excitement, Sigma males found it incredibly difficult to fake enthusiasm for something that didn't genuinely interest them. When their friends buzzed with thrill over the latest video game or toy, they couldn't force themselves to share the same level of enthusiasm. So these kids often struggled to put on a happy face. They didn't want to be the odd one out, but pretending to be enthusiastic about something they didn't care about was exhausting. As they got older, this struggle with faking enthusiasm became less of an issue. They learned to be unapologetically themselves, not feeling the need to conform just for the sake of fitting in. While they may still struggle to show enthusiasm for things that don't genuinely interest them, they no longer feel guilty about it.